Igigik City Administrator Don Strand says he got a call that the 2,700-square-foot building was burning around 10 p.m.
Went out there. It appeared to be more or less totally engulfed on the inside. There was a fair amount of fire in the back of the building outside, pallets and whatnot burning. We got that put out first to try and keep the time of fire from starting, which we did. Then proceeded to try and put out the inside of the building.
Strand says the community pitched in to fight the fire, including about a dozen newly arrived Icicle employees who were there getting ready to open up the plant for herring season.
Went through the first 2,000 gallons of water, putting out the majority of the outside burning stuff, like say the pallets and stuff that were burning behind the building, and then the truck more or less ran out of water, so we brought it back and filled up, spent the next 2,000 gallons mopping up the outside and putting water on the inside.
The cause of the fire is unknown. Wednesday afternoon, Strand said the building was still smoldering, and the city doesn't know the exact extent of the damage just yet, as it can't go inside to inspect the two units that usually burn the community's garbage.
Looks like it's probably a total replacement. It's insured. The insurance company doesn't want anybody in there until they get an investigator out here either at the end of this week or first part of next week. Still burning and smoking inside enough that don't want anybody in there until we are sure it's structurally sound. And it's still standing. I mean, it's a shell, but it's still standing.
Figuring out what needs to be replaced and possibly shipping something in could take some time. Right now, Strand says he's trying to figure out what to do with Igigik's garbage in the meantime.
We got a landfill that we normally take stuff, either non-burnable stuff or stuff we've already burnt out there, and we'll just have to kind of come up with some kind of plan to have it open certain times where we can dump the garbage and semi-bury it somehow. You know, we get enough wind here in the summertime all year round, actually. It's pretty unpredictable starting large open fires outside.
Strand says a replacement will probably cost about $1.5 million, but he won't know for sure until the insurance investigator can inspect the damage. The incinerator was installed in 1998, with additional capacity added 8 years ago. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.